Welcome to another Vantage Points. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, municipalities of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. A deal's a deal. November 1887. Dear Mother, Father, it seems to always be raining in Montreal, unlike back home. Well, I'm no longer the country hick I was last year. Before moving here, I had hardly even seen Brandon. Now, here I am at McGill, second year, eyebrow deep in books. I do attend whooper-ups occasionally, but please know, Mother, my friends think I'm a library rat. Father, I'm no longer upset you sent me here. Although I miss the farm, my brothers will be the better farmers. I'm writing about my worries and to explain my line of research, looking into treaties made with First Nations. Sound dull? Hardly. My professor is encouraging me. Do you know how the treaties of the 1870s came about? I didn't learn this in school. I learned here that our farm is under Treaty Number 2. The border between Treaties 1 and 2 runs from Wakapa, just east of Ninga, up to Brandon. Might help if there were trail markers, eh? Early explorers, I see, reported that most of southern Manitoba was Nakota, or Assiniboine land. Unbeknownst to the Assiniboine, though, the British decided they owned the land and put Hudson's Bay Company in charge, who recently sold it to Canada. Thinking legally, this seems indefensible and doesn't square well with our Sunday school teachings. If I declare the neighbor's horse as mine, can I gift it to you or sell it to my brother? It's said that Indigenous nations lost the war, so Canada can do as it pleases. Actually, I'm learning neither Canada or Britain wanted wars. To avoid them, they negotiated treaties. I'm learning how First Nations chiefs negotiated skillfully for rights to education, medicines, and agriculture. They knew big changes were afoot, but didn't consider themselves defeated. The Nakota moved west due to smallpox, so didn't sign Treaty 2. The Métis, who took over as regional commanders, didn't sign either. It was signed by Anishinaabe or Ojibwe. Do you see why I'm worried? Did Canada, on our behalf, invite leaders they knew to be friendly? I expect Indigenous nations will demand a reckoning. I see history being corrected, eventually told from the Indigenous point of view. My professor says Canada feels justified in shrugging off obligations under the treaties. Their focus is on settling folks who will grow wheat for export. I saw him cringe as he spoke. At our human core, we know what's right. Please, dear family, be assured I'll remain civil enough to graduate. Who will hire me then? Hard to say. Thank you for bringing us up to be honest and hardworking. You're my anchor through this. I trust the firewood is stacked and the ice well is full. I pray daily for your health and safety. I adapted A Deal's a Deal from a story written for Vantage Points 3. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.